The recent events in Ferguson, Cleveland, Staten Island, and elsewhere only serve to emphasize the content and significance of a powerful new documentary that has just earned theatrical play. It is Tales of the Grim Sleeper, and it is directed by veteran documentarian Nick Broomfield. In Tales of the Grim Sleeper, Broomfield explores the life of Lonnie Franklin, a longtime resident of South Central Los Angeles, who is known by many in his community as a friendly neighbor, a truly nice guy. But then, in July 2010, Franklin is arrested and charged with raping and murdering a number of women. Indeed, it is revealed that, over the past quarter century, Franklin allegedly killed over 100 women. And the questions that Broomfield explores are, who exactly is Lonnie Franklin? Is he really the Grim Sleeper killer? How did his alleged criminal acts go undetected for so long? Why was there not more of an effort to solve the crimes? And why did the authorities wait for 2 decades to admit that so many women had gone missing and inform the community that a serial killer was on the loose in South Central? In this regard, Tales of the Grim Sleeper is a mystery, and the film might be described as an investigative documentary. But other questions examine larger issues, and inexorably, race now becomes part of the story. If the murdered women were Caucasian, would the authorities have made more of an effort to crack the case? And where was the media coverage and public outrage relating to so many disappearances? Broomfield postulates that, sadly but predictably, the disregarding of the crimes directly relates to the fact that Franklin's victims were African American. Now, sure, in 2014, there are African American movie stars, African American millionaires, and African American president. But still, racism survives and thrives in one too many corners of America. And despite all the Barack Obamas and Oprah Winfreys and Michael Jordans, it is Broomfield's position that blacks and whites still are viewed differently by many in authority. In this regard, Tales of the Grim Sleeper mirrors the events in Ferguson, Cleveland, and Staten Island. Broomfield also suggests that if you are an African American who is abused, the police automatically will assume that you have done something to cause your victimization. If, for instance, you sensed that Lonnie Franklin was capable of raping and murdering women, why would you want to contact the authorities? If you did, you just might find yourself under suspicion. For after all, in certain circles in America, every black woman is viewed as a hooker, and every black male must be guilty of some untoward act. However, race is not the only issue in Tales of the Grim Sleeper. South Central is a poor community that has fallen victim to a crack cocaine epidemic. In South Central, one too many residents have no jobs and no hope. Life is of little consequence, and so if a young woman from South Central goes missing, well, who cares? If 100 young women from South Central go missing, well, who cares? And so, in Tales of the Grim Sleeper, Broomfield offers a portrait of a community whose residents are so used to living with violence that they casually accept that violence. And in the end, it is those with the power who emerge unscathed. Upon Lonnie Franklin's arrest, then Los Angeles Mayor Antonio Villagrosa is seen holding a press conference in which he declares that the arrest is the culmination of 2 decades of exhaustive detective work. Neither the politician nor the LAPD will speak with Broomfield. And the press conference is a textbook example of backslapping self-congratulation taking precedence over honest, unbiased public service.